Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. My name's John Strange. He's out of Dallas, Texas. He's been with me doing consulting for a long time. Hadn't heard from him. He called me. I said, what have you been up to, John? And he said, I've been selling leads. And so I asked him for a quick interview. We got about a 20-minute interview of how he's able to do some simple telemarketing and be able to sell leads to small businesses who are doing existing advertising, and he's able to control the flow of leads, never have to meet the customer face-to-face, and be able to collect some nice income for leads. They only pay if a call is produced, and his advertising to generate the leads is absolutely free. He's got a great thing going with a very limited test, and I wanted you to know about it. I hope this gives you, the HMA consultants, some new ideas on some new revenue opportunities with the HMA system.
I actually got the idea from you, and somebody else was doing it. I'm like, man, I'm going to go out here and do it. The interview, what you had on your site for Tim the Painter?
Yes, Tim the Painter.
Tim the Painter on how to go in and set everything up. What I did was I just started contacting some of the local businesses. They were already doing advertising, like on Craigslist, on Walmart.com, and then some of the places like the chiropractors, painters, farmers, anybody out there that's actually searching for leads or needs customers that has a service business could use this.
Your vision was to do what?
My vision was to actually generate customer leads for these guys where they wouldn't have to go out and do any advertising. The chiropractors, I charge $25.
Per what?
Per phone call that comes in. It's up to them to close the lead.
Okay, so let's say I'm the chiropractor. You call me on the phone. Call me Mike the chiropractor. What's your pitch going to be? You call me on the phone. You say, hi, it's John Strange, and tell me what you're going to say.
I'm just going to call. I'm going to say, hey, my name is John Strange. I see you advertising in on Craigslist, and what I want to do is see if you would be interested in additional business or cutting your advertising costs down.
Do they all say yes?
Yeah, everybody says yes. I'm like, it's not going to be any cost to you at all. And somebody calls your phone for a lead. Other than that, the only thing you pay for is a lead. You don't pay for anything else. If you don't get any calls or anything, then you don't pay for anything at all.
Okay, now I'm going to say, well, how does this work?
The way this works is that I'm going to do all your advertising for you. I won't put anything out there that you don't approve of. And what I'll do is I'll set everything up. We'll give you a week free to test everything to see how everything goes. We'll set up an 800 number that's specifically for your business that you can use, and the customer will call the 800 number. It'll forward to your line, and it'll be up to you to close the sale.
How do I know that these are going to be good leads?
Well, based on the advertising that I'm doing, where I'm advertising, these would be customers that call in. They'll only call in if they need your service. Other than that, they wouldn't call you if they didn't need your service.
Okay. How do we track it?
Well, we track it through an 800 number that we can specify for the leads that we put out in the paper or on flyers or wherever we put everything. We'll put that number on there. They'll call that number. It'll register on call8.com, and we'll have a lead capture on there, imprint on there with any information on there. The phone call will be recorded, and it'll forward directly to your business.
Okay. All right, what other questions, John, do they come up with?
That's basically it. They basically want to know what the price is. The chiropractors I charge like $25. They want to know what is it per lead. That's basically it, and I just give them a week of free to test it out. Basically, the advertising is not costing me.
Yeah, so are you confident you can get their phone ringing?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Okay, so give me an example with the chiropractor. He said yes. Did you go meet him face-to-face, or was it all over the phone?
Just all over the phone. I have what I call a Yellow Page scraper that I use, and all those guys that are advertising in Yellow Pages also, I get their name and email address off of there.
What's a Yellow Page scraper?
Anybody that advertises in the Yellow Pages, it goes in and scrapes the email address, the phone number, and the address and the contact information off the Yellow Page.
What is that, a piece of software?
Yeah, it's a piece of software.
You typed in the city and the state and whatever?
The city and the state, and that's it. And then you check on, like, chiropractor or whatever you want, and it brings up everything in that area.
Oh, really? And it seems pretty accurate and everything?
Oh, yeah, very accurate. And that works great.
I'd love to know the name of that little piece of software. I could use that.
Sure.
Okay, so Yellow Page Scraper, so that's how you're targeting in on names and numbers, and you're cold calling, right?
Right, uh-huh.
When you call, what's the first thing you say? How do you get through the gatekeeper?
The majority of the time, your chiropractors and your small, like your massage therapists and all these guys that are advertising, they usually answer their own phone.
Okay, so $25 a lead, are they happy with that?
Oh, yeah, because I'm just basically charging them anywhere from 10 to 20% of whatever it is what they're doing.
10 to 20%, what do you mean?
You know, whatever the service is, whatever they're charging for the first time visit.
Oh, I see. So the chiropractor guy, so you had an agreement, so did y'all discuss what your advertising would say so they knew that it fit his offer? What did he say?
Normally I have a list of things what I could do to go in and do everything with, so it just depends. I have fixed the script what I've taken off some of your advertising.
How many calls have you made doing this?
Probably about 100 so far.
And how many accounts have agreed to it so far?
I'm just doing a Dallas area. I got about 6 chiropractors right now that I'm using.
6 different chiropractors?
Uh-huh.
And so are all the offers different?
Yes, the wording is a little bit different.
But they're all basically the same?
Uh-huh. About $25.
What is the advertisement that you put out there say, basically?
Normally what I put out there is like a free offer or either a free visit. I don't have the wording with me now, but I can give you the actual ad what I put out there.
Okay, but it's a free offer, right? Free spinal exam, free this, free that.
Uh-huh. Everything is free, and they call in, you know, for a limited time only. You can call in and get a free visit.
Give me an idea for these 6 chiropractors. How many calls are you able to generate a week?
Probably anywhere from 6 to 10 calls a week for each chiropractor.
6 to 10 a week for each chiropractor. So that's 6 times 25. That's 150 a week.
Correct.
And you got 6 chiropractors. That's 6, 7, 8. That's 900 a week.
Right.
And that's just the chiropractors.
Right.
How do you arrange the payment? How do they pay you?
I do a PayPal subscription.
Oh, subscription.
Uh-huh.
Give me an example. If there's 6 calls, how do you mean?
Well, what I do is I set them up on a subscription. Usually I've been generating anywhere from 6 to 10 leads, so I'll just send them a bill for that, which is just like a subscription, what I call it, whereas that I charge them $25 for each lead that comes in.
So you'll count it up every week and invoice
right.
them?
Uh-huh.
And they pay you all through PayPal?
Everything is through PayPal.
All right, so that's the chiropractors. Man, and you've only made 100 calls?
Yeah, that's it.
Are they happy?
Oh, yeah, because I'm like, it's not costing them anything until somebody calls. All these guys that are service businesses, they're advertising, like, in the Yellow Pages and all these places. They're paying money and not getting anything.
Yeah, okay, so where are your secret places to advertise to get the phone ringing for them?
I usually advertise, like, in books.
What is that?
It's like a referral thing where you can go in and, say, advertise for any business if they've done a good job or whatever.
Do you pay for that advertising?
No, it's all free.
Okay, so that's free. You advertise on Craigslist?
Craigslist.
Under what section?
Under services.
Do you have to keep relisting them, or you'll just do one ad?
The ads have to be relisted every 30 days.
Every 30 days?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then where else?
It's called Backpages.com.
Yeah, is that free?
That's free also.
Which sources generate more calls?
Craigslist usually generates more calls, but I use all of them. I use Backpages, Craigslist, and Walmart.com.
Does Walmart have a big classified network?
I'll have to send you the link over there, too.
I did. I checked it out, Walmart Classifieds. I was looking in there.
Right.
Okay, what other resources?
And I use Google Local.
Oh, you'll set up a Google Local?
Uh-huh.
Because most of these guys don't even have it set up, right?
Correct.
Will they verify when that verification phone comes in? Do you let them know that that's going to come in?
Yeah, I let them know that it's going to come in.
And then they'll punch it in and they're good.
Yeah, and that'll be it.
So what are you going to say to me? Tell me what you're going to say to me to explain what you're going to do with Google Local without giving away the secret.
Okay, Google Local, basically the only thing I'm going to tell you is that we're going to put your business out on Google where you can be found. We're not going to guarantee you a placement on the first page of Google or whatever, but if anybody is searching for a chiropractor in your area, it'll pull your information up.
For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
The verification comes to whatever phone number that I put on.
So you can get it all set up without him.
Right.
You could have it forward to you, get it set up, and then re-forward back to him. Is that correct?
Correct. Basically, I might.
What other kind of accounts do you have?
Well, I just started working on painters because the thing what you get on him, I'm going to do painters and auto body shops, any service plumbers or any service business that needs customers in order to stay alive, they'll be good for that if they're willing to pay the $25 or how much ever you're charging. I got one dentist that I'm working with that I've done everything for her, and I hadn't actually turned it on, but I've got her set up in Google Local and everything, and she's number one when you go in to pull up any information for Forney, Texas, or you go in and type Forney Dentist in Google, it'll pull her information up first.
And so what's the offer for your advertising on the dentist?
On the dentist, it just depends. I'm like, normally I've been doing dentures because they're like anywhere from $3,000 to $6,000, so I'll make like $300 off a pair of dentures if anybody calls. But on the dentist, I did a little bit different. It's kind of like a little ad or like a little flyer that explains about dentures. They call in and get a free report on dentures, and if they want any additional information, then they can call that number and set up for a free visit.
Okay. Have you generated any leads for the dentist yet?
I've only done like two or three leads for the dentist.
And she's going to pay you $300 for each one?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Has she paid you yet?
Oh, yeah.
She's paid you $900 already?
Already.
And she was happy with the leads?
Oh, yeah, because she's making $3,000 off of it.
So it's their job to get them in. What if someone calls and just says, how much are your dentures, and it ends up being a dud lead? That's not your problem?
Well, that's not my problem. It's up to them to close the lead. I'm just getting the phone to ring, just like any other advertisement would do as far as whatever they have.
So your ad was specifically for dentures, correct?
Specifically for dentures. So it's up to the service business to close the lead on whatever I bring them. I'm just basically making their phone ring.
Yeah, that is a great little formula to make some kick-ass money.
Oh, yeah. If you can make their phone ring, and with the way the economy is, if you can bring them leads and they're willing to pay you, my goal is to get up to 100 businesses. You know, you did another interview that hit home that you did with the guy that was trying to think of what he was doing. I think the guy was a hauler.
Yeah, hauler, yeah.
That's where I got the idea from, where you told him that if you get 60 businesses to pay you $25 and you get 10 leads a week for those guys, that's 600 leads a week times $25. That's over $500,000 a year just basically doing that, and that's what I'm trying to do.
John, go for it, man. If you've got it working already with only 100 calls, it'd be worth it putting someone on the phone, you know, at 10, 12 bucks an hour.
I had thought about doing that. Once I get enough people going, then I'll think about putting a telemarketer on the phone just to call chiropractors and different businesses, even just using my Yellow Page scraper to go in and just forward everything over to them and have them call the people to see if they're interested.
Yeah.
Either have them do like a survey or whatever when they call. I had thought about doing that, setting up like a little call center where I either pay them commission or either just pay them about an hour to call. But that would be a good idea. I remember you saying something about that as far as somebody calling. You know, you have somebody call. I remember I was listening to that interview. It's been a while that you did with the guy. I think he was doing Dish Network, and he was saying that, you know, you told him it would make more sense for him to have somebody calling at $10 or $12 an hour to call the person. It's actually beneficial because you're going to make $100 or $200. You're only paying them $10.
That's right.
I thought about doing that, which I probably will eventually get to that. But, yeah, it's a good way to make some money. Actually, once you set it up, you really don't have to do anything but just go in and renew the ads. You don't have to do anything else.
Yeah, it's on autopilot. You can't determine what lead source the calls came from, though, can you?
Well, what I usually try to do, which I learned this from you, is to put some type of code in the ad.
Oh, so when they call in, how do you get them to say what the code is?
Well, in order to get the discount, you have to use the code in there to get the discount.
So in the ad, how are you wording it? Give me an example.
Call for a free visit, reference, or either the code. I forget what the code is on there, what I put on there. But I try to put a code in there where they'll know so I can kind of keep track where the leads are coming from.
When you listen to the recording, you hear them reference a code.
Right.
So you said Craigslist is pulling the best?
Yeah, Craigslist is pulling the best.
Craigslist ad will stay up 30 days?
30 days.
Do you find that the ads pull calls as soon as you post them? You know how you post them?
Yeah. They'll pull them closer because Craigslist is specific. You know, you do city specific, and it's all tracked that way.
Yeah. Man, that's sweet. So your only cost is your telemarketing time,
right,
your time doing the ads once you have a client, and your call 8 service, which is minimal. It's only a couple cents a minute, and then you pay for the service, the recording and stuff, which isn't too bad. And it's all trackable. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, will you keep me posted as you progress with this?
I'll send everything over to you. I'm like, just like I said, if you want to put it up or whatever you can, it's definitely a good little business.
For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com.